Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for child abuse after allegedly injuring girlfriend's 14-year-old son. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 36-year-old man was arrested Sunday on charges of child abuse after allegedly hitting his girlfriend's 14-year-old son in the face, possibly breaking the boy's nose. Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson said the 29-year-old mother contacted Gillette Police after the boy's uncle informed her about the incident, which occurred at a residence on Longmont Street. Upon arrival, police found the 36-year-old man cleaning blood up and learned the altercation began over a dispute about the boy's bedtime. The teenager suffered significant swelling on the left side of his face and a possible broken nose. He was transported to the emergency room for evaluation. The man is now facing child abuse charges as police continue to investigate. Wyoming Freedom Caucus PAC seeks dismissal of defamation suit by Rock Springs lawmakers. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus's Political Action Committee is asking a Sweetwater County judge to dismiss a defamation suit filed by two Rock Springs lawmakers. According to WyoFile, Representatives J.T. Larson and Cody Wiley claim the PAC knowingly spread false information to voters, suggesting the two had voted to remove former President Trump from the ballot. The legislators argue the PAC's claims damage their reputations in Wyoming's conservative landscape. The PAC, however, says its statements were political opinion, not defamation, and aim to prompt voters to investigate the representative's records. In its motion, the PAC argues such language is common in campaign settings and doesn't meet the standards of actual malice needed for defamation claims. With the case now in court, the debate centers around free speech and the boundaries of campaign rhetoric. Larson and Wiley have a chance to respond as the legal proceedings continue. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.